This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Feilchan Chanukah. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Yudalid, 114, Sif Dalid. We're learning the laws of Amiras, Mashiv Haruach, Umayrid Hagashem. The Mechaber said, if you said Mayrid Hagashem, B'yamois HaChama, during the summer, you go back. And you go back to the beginning of the bracha. So if you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Interestingly, even if you remembered, Toich Kedei Dibor. So in other words, think about what the guy did. He said, Mashiach Mar Hagashem in the summer. Let's say you remember Toich Kedei Dibor. So we mentioned Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shevet HaLevi says there's no way to go back. There's no way to be misakin it. So you said, so what do? Only if you said Talu Matar Levracha B'Yemais HaChama, so you could Toich Kedei Dibor change it. Meaning you go back and you say Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elohim Hashem Zvezkom Yisrael. Instead of a same talamat of bracha, you say the same bracha. But once you say Mashiach Mar Hagashem, you're done. There's no way to fix it. Rabbi Yashiv says you could fix it. Again, he said the way you fix it is you say Marid Hatal. For Bnei Ashkenaz and Chutzars that don't say Marid Hatal, so you'd go back and you would say Mechal Kel Chaim Mechesed. You would say Rav Hoshia Mechal Kel Chaim Mechesed. Okay, if you already finished the bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. If it's in a place that you need rain in the summer, if you remembered Geshem instead of Tal, you have to go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'makayim v'afilum haya kal oisa hamadina mispalim u'misanim al hageshamim v'ayim b'halacha. Meaning, even if it's in a place that you need rain in the summer, and you said Geshem, even if everybody is fasting and davening for rain, nevertheless you're now to say Mashiach Mar Hagashem. Okay. V'chein im hisker Geshem v'tal nami machzir noisai. So again, what's this guy doing? If you mention Geshem instead of Tal, you go back. Or if you mention Geshem and Tal, says Mishnah Berurah b'makom Tal, Ratzolomer lefi minhag Sfarad, Sha'omer b'yamais hachama u'mayrid hatal. Amar zeh Geshem b'makom Tal, machzir noisai v'avdil l'inyan she'ila, pasak lekaman b'simin, kuf yedzayin sif beis, dim sha'al b'oifen zeh matar b'rechas hashan b'yamais hachama, ein machzir noisai. Aye, we're going to learn that if the world needs rain and you ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu during the summer, then you don't go back. So why here, if you mention Hashem's ability to make it rain, do you go back? Shani Haskara, mentioning is different. Deshevachu, mentioning is a praise. Ve'in derech lahaskar shevach b'davar shu klal b'shar mekoymes. If you need something, you could ask for it. But to praise, you don't praise unless everybody needs it. You can't praise just because you need it. Okay. So you're probably wondering, when are we going to do a Rabbi Akiva Eger today? Hold your horses, okay? Relax. Fine. Sif hey, b'yamois hageshamim, in the rainy season, imloy amar marid hageshem machzir noisai. In the rainy season, let's say right now, you daven shman esrei, and you daven da'ala nisim, and you said v'yamei matis yo ben yachin kohen gadol, and you said v'sein tal matav bracha, but you forgot mashav bracha marid hageshem, you got to go back. V'hani mili shaloi hisker tal. That's only if you daven Ashkenaz, and you didn't mention Tal of him. Hisker Tal in machzir noisai. If you mention Tal, you don't have to go back. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he has a chiddush oyoy menoira. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you forget Mashav Ruch Amar Hagashem Friday night, you do not go back. What? Why not? Because in Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, there's no mention of Geshem. So it must be, for Friday nights, it's not Ma'akev. It's a Pella. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Friday night, Masharach Maragashim is not Ma'akiv. Look in the Baralach, Machzir Noisa, I'm Chadush Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mitzadei Loimer, the Belel Shabbos, M'shachach Loimer, Masharach, in Machzirin. We know if you were to say bracha achas mein sheva, you would be yotzi b'diavad. After shamlo hisker geshem, v'tzarachian. Wow, what a chiddush. Why in the world would masharach maragashen, what about Shabbos morning if you forget? Shabbos morning if you forget, you do have to go back. That's because Shabbos morning, they were never masakin bracha achas mein sheva. But Friday night, were they masakin bracha achas mein sheva, and that takana did not include masharach maragashem. So obviously masharach maragashem is not integral Friday night. Now why in the world would Friday night be any different than Shabbos day? Why would masharach maragashem be more or less integral? So the achronim say, the Marsham and Das Torah says, that the whole Sack of Rabbi Kiva Eger is only going according to the Magen Avram, that a yachid that says Me'in Sheva b'makom shmonesa yotze b'di'eved, but according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, brought in the Mishnah Berurah later on, that you're not yotze. You'd only be yotze if you hear it from the shatz, or you said it with him. So the chayra, even if you didn't say Ma'ir Hagashem, you would not be yotze. I don't understand the Marsham. But you could be Yotze with the shots. Or you could say it with him. And when you are, you're not saying Masharach Maragashem. Comes Rabbi Yashiv says, what Rabbi Kiva Eger means, is he's just trying to prove the fact that you could listen to Me'ein Sheva, this is what I was saying, and be Yotze, that shows that Haskar Hasgeshem is not Ma'akev. The only reason Rabbi Kiva Eger quoted the Magen Avraham is because according to the Magen Avraham, you could even say it yourself. But still, why would that be? Why would Friday night, why did they not make Masharach Maragashem part of Bracha Achas Mein Sheva? We don't want it to rain Friday night. Don't we want it to rain Friday night? Isn't it Gishmei Bracha Friday night? Nobody's around. Nobody's on the street. We do. Let's say Aser Simei Tshuva. We change. We don't have a problem changing the nusach. Yeah. Let's say. What do we say in Magen Avos Bidvarai Mechaye Meisim B'Ma'amarai? By the way, once we're on the topic, I had the zchus to visit Reb David Cohen, the Rashiva of Chevron, many years ago, and he told us the following Dvar Torah. He said, "What's pshat Magen Avos is Bidvarai?" And Mechaye Mesim is B'ma'amorai. So he shtelt su a Ramban and a Rabbeinu Mechaye. Vayidaber Hashem Amoshe Leimar. Dibur is Torah Shebechsav. Amira is Torah Shebal Peh. Magen Avayis B'dvarai. Anoichi Magen Lach. It says it in the Chumash. So it's Dibur, Torah Shebechsav. Tchias HaMesim, it doesn't say. It's Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, it's Magen Avos Bidvarai Mechaye Meisim B'Ma'amarai. Anyway, but there's no mention of rain, unless the word She'ein Kamayu. It's one of the three keys that Hashem has sole retention of. So it's like Meram. I don't know, but that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says Friday night you would not have to say. By the way, I would still say that just because Chazal say but b'di'eved your yotz, if you say bracha achas mein shava, that was the matbeah that the chachamim were masakein, and your yotz with a b'di'eved. But when you try to use the matbeah of the regular Shemana Esrei, of which Masharach Maragashem is an integral part of, maybe you wouldn't be yotz. Maybe that's why it's a tzarachion. But anyway, that's an interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger. L'kavod Chanukah. Because the Yevanim did not want us to learn that, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, Sif Katan, we did, hey, Sif Katan Chafches, Hagishamim. Even the first tefillah, if you miss Masrach Magasham, the Musaf Shal Yom Tov Achrin Shal Pesach, the Musaf of the last day of Pesach, Lididan Dinagin Lahacher is Masrach Maragasham Koidem Musaf, for us that we announce Masrach Maragasham before Musaf. I'm sorry, Achrin Shal Chag, Musaf on the last day of Sukkot. If you don't say it, you got to go back. Hageshem, afilu im amar masvar ruach. If you don't say marad Hageshem, you got to go back. What if you said masvarach umarid hashaleg? That's not right to do that. How can you do such a thing? By the way, the Taz says the reason why you have to go back if you say masvarach marad Hageshem in the summer is because Hashem's going to make it rain, so you have to go back to retract it. Hashem's going to make it rain because of one guy who was palat milim mipiv. He had no intention. He wasn't thinking about what he's saying. He's going to make it rain. Yeah, that's the koyach hatfila. You have a guy, his mind is in outer space. He accidentally said the words Masrach Mar Hageshem. The whole ecosystem will change because of him. His ger tal. But that's as long as you didn't mention tal. Right to lemer. Afilu amar rak marid hatal levad. Even if you just said marid hatal, the tamay the afa gavdolei netzar. Even though do is never withheld, mikamakim shavachul hakadosh baruch hu baskar rasoi. It's a praise to Hashem when you mention it. Masha einkein b'sheila. Ah, so therefore, im his ger tal, you don't go back. But by asking the tzarch lishal al davar hanetzar, where you have to request something that's withheld, loy mahani im loy shah al matar, it's not going to help if you didn't ask for rain. Av shashal tal, even though you asked for dew. Ukil kaman besimin kuf yud zayin siv dalad. Okay, abyssal weiter. Bamedvar mamurim says mecharben sivav shemachzir. And I said, when do you have to go back? Kishaloy amar bi meisak shemin mardag Hashem. When do you have to go back in the winter if you don't say Mardag Hashem? Hainu kisha siyem kala bracha. That's if you finish the habracha, the hischa bracha shachre, and you began the next bracha. Va'oz choyzer lo'er shatfil, that then you have to go back to the beginning of the davening. Avlam nizgar kodim shasim ha'bracha. But if you remembered before you finished the bracha, yoymer b'makim shenizgar. You say it wherever you're up to. It says the Mishaburah v'hischil, and you began the next bracha. That implies afilu tevas ata levad. Just the word ata, that's considered starting. Not like the Prima Gadim, the Dirshu says, that it's not considered starting until you said Hashem's name. Vu adinim hischol loymar nekadesh. Because we're going to see if you remembered before ata kadosh, you could just stick in Masrach Mar Hageshem in the place. The rabbis did not designate a specific spot in the bracha. Ela amru stam. They just said in general, maskirin gevuras geshamim b'tchias amesim. Rak sheno aguloimar. The minog is to say lefnei mechalkel shehu parnasa. Before you say mechalkel chayim mechesed, you say rain. Ugeshamim gamkein parnasa. Hilchach beizem makim shiuskar sagi. Wherever you remember, it's enough. Upashit. Dim nizgar la'achar she'amar. It's pasha that if you remembered after you said v'ne'eman atal ha'chayos meisim, and then you say, oh, I didn't say Masrach Mar Hageshem. Masrach Mar Hageshem. Then the tzarch lach sevelam. You have to go back and say again. V'ne'eman atal lachiyus meisim. To be'inon me'ein chasima samach lechasima. You need similar to the end, close to the end. So you need to say v'ne'eman atal lachiyus meisim, close to the chasima. That's the klal of me'ein chasima samach lechasima. By the way, there's another klal, me'ein pesicha b'chasima, upon which we have a shir on Friday about the parsha. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. Afreil chen Chanukah. We'll see everybody. What's today? Thursday? We'll see everyone, Be'ez Hashem, Monday. Okay? Next shir, next week, Wednesday again is a legal holiday, so my shirim schedule is different, so we're not going to have Wednesday, okay? Next week, January 1st. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov. Frey lechem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.